1240 AM WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Haggerty, Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oak Lawn, Illinois.
Right.
And Carol Ann Gallagher, personal injury attorney at law. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour.
Yeah.
Joining me as always is the greatest person in the world.
Oh.
Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Hello, Clay.
It's just me today, buddy.
We are missing Billy.
We're not missing him that much.
Well, I am.
Aw. You get that twin thing going.
Absolutely. I need him in my life. He's an intricate part of the show.
Yeah. Intricate part of your English development.
As Bill might say. He's an intricate part of the show.
Where is Billy?
Bill's in Springfield.
Ooh.
He's on a business trip of some kind.
He's on a candy hunt.
Candy hunt, indeed. State capital candy hunt.
What kind of candy do they have down here?
They got government candy.
Abe Lincoln.
The best kind.
Lincoln candy.
Lincoln candy.
Maybe he's looking for Blago.
Could be. That's been the big news.
Let's get right into it.
National news story is Hot Rod coming out, pardoned by President Trump.
Yep.
We
not pardoned. There's a difference. He was his sentence was commuted, meaning he time served. That's
yeah,
it.
You're done.
But it's still on his record. He can't work at Walmart.
Okay.
He could probably work at Walmart.
How do you feel about it?
You know, I think he did a pretty good amount of time there.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't really harm anyone physically. You know, there's people who getting drunk driving accidents that are out quicker than that.
Sure.
I have a little bit of personal experience with that. My grandfather did some time in a federal penitentiary.
Sure.
He was also a politician.
Uh-huh.
And he got caught up in a little something where he could make a little side hustle, and it caught up with him, you know?
Well, that doesn't make it right, because Grandpa did it.
No, but he was sentenced to 10 years, and he got out in 4, and we were very grateful that he didn't have to do
all of it.
All of it. That's all I'm saying.
I do. I understand. I'm happy for the Blagojevich family.
The who?
The Blagojevich.
The Blagojeviches.
Yes, I am. Good for you guys. Welcome. You know, Rod gets to come home. I think the media is feeding on this, hoping that Rod is just going to
I can't wait till he comes
start
out.
Start a circus. You know what I mean?
He already has.
Because it's interesting to me that because he was a part of, you know, The Apprentice.
Oh, yeah. He's deep.
And he and Trump have a lot of similarities in a lot of ways, really, that they are political outsiders inside their own party.
Right.
Rod was never part of the Obama camp or anybody. You know, he was kind of a guy who came into prominence.
He's kind of rogue.
Yeah. Well, we see that, you know, after
the kind of guy where you have to, like, look up and see what party he belonged to. Because you're like, I forget what he was because he was just kind of wild.
Mm-hmm.
But I just can't wait till he walks out of his front door with a jet black hair in about a week and a half.
You think he's going to dye his hair back?
Absolutely.
You know, I don't know. I don't think so.
You think he's going to stick with it?
He could start walking around like Aristotle Onassis
maybe
or
he'll
something.
Do like,
you know,
like, maybe he'll do like Billie Eilish hair.
He's got white hair and a tan.
He looks great.
Did you say that he was going to look like Billie Eilish?
He's going to do her hair.
Did you call her Eilish?
But Billie Eilish, what's her name? Eilish?
We'll have to ask Mr. Blagojevich how you pronounce it, Eilish or Eilish.
My neighbor's from Ireland. Her name's Eilish, and it's spelled the same exact way.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going with Eilish. So he'll have the green streaks at the bottom and then the black in the middle.
That could be punk rock.
And he'll walk out and go, you know, I'm doing this now.
Goth rock. Goth rock.
I'm glad to be home. I'm going this route.
I'm going this route. I was listening to a ton of Cure in Eilish when I was away.
One of the guards said his daughter's a big fan of this, Billie Eilish. I got into her hardcore inside, let me tell you. The big question is, what did this gentleman have to eat when he got out of prison?
We were discussing this while we were outside. I was eating a cigarette.
You were.
But yeah, that was the first thing you said to me. I go, what do you think, how about this Rod thing? You go, what do you think he ate?
Well, it's a good question, because you get out, you've been eating crappy food for 8 years. Like, what's your go-to? What do you want, Rod?
Right, you want a Johnny's beef?
Yeah, does he have where he lives over there, so he probably wants, like, I don't know.
Did he live?
Something real lame. He's like, just
Ravenswood?
Just take me to Subway.
Right, take me to Subway. They still got BMTs there?
That was popular when I...
They had one of those in the Thompson Center. Those were popular. BMTs, yeah.
What's it called, the BMT?
I like mine with mayo and jardiniere, but that's me. Rod.
Patty, run in and give me a foot long, will you?
Right.
I'm going to contemplate my hair. Well, you know what? He gets to spend time with his kids. That's a nice thing. There's a lot of people in prison that probably shouldn't be for as long mm-hmm. as they've gotten their sentences that won't get to spend time with their family. So he's a lucky man. Very lucky.
I think that he's going to come out of this with a heavy...
He's going to be... You know what it's going to be? It's going to be the Osteen Kanye West Blagojevich tour.
I don't know what he's going to do. I said to my dad, I go, he should open a bar and call it Blagos and have gambling, you know, and pictures of Springfield on the wall.
Him. Pictures of Springfield.
Right. I want pictures of Springfield everywhere in this joint.
Fields from Springfield.
I want it to feel like government.
No, he shouldn't do that. He should be very low-key, which he won't. He will do something brash. He'll open a strip club.
Turquoise cummerbund.
Name's copyrighted.
Rod, we have an investment opportunity hey, we'd like to speak to you about.
How about Rods?
Rods. A Hollywood bistro. You know? Might work.
It's working.
Rods. A Hollywood bistro. That's the name of it.
God. Well... You know what? Do you think he'll run for any political? He can't.
He can't.
Yeah, he's done. Yeah, he'll do. He'll be a news commentator. He'll be like Geraldo.
Could be. Maybe he becomes an actor. Imagine that.
Yeah, soap operas.
No, he's not doing soap operas.
He'd be the evil guy in soap operas.
Well, that could be great. Another career opportunity.
Maybe he'll start doing. Maybe we'll take my. He's got the silver fox hair now. He could be in all the drug commercials.
Right.
He can be in the Viagra commercials.
Rod, there's a Hollywood producer on the phone named John Peters. He'd like to speak to you. He was recently married to Pamela Anderson.
I didn't know if he'd fight a polar bear on screen.
He has a TV pilot for you. We want you to wrestle a polar bear in front of the White House.
That's the whole series. Yeah, man. So 8 years in the clink. That's rough.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. That's very long.
I can't imagine how long it would be. I've never been in prison.
Never been in prison, but I've definitely been in a jail cell for, I've had a few meals in there, nights.
Mm-hmm. BMTs? Did they have BMTs?
More than two nights. That's a long time. A week is a long time. 8 years is like unthinkable. It's unthinkable.
You know what? I do know what Rod had when he got out.
I know what he had, too.
A bowl of hot, steaming, warm, delicious McCann's Irish oatmeal.
He did.
And he ate every drop.
He drank it with a straw.
He said, I'll address the media when I'm done with my bowl of oatmeal. Just did 8 years.
I'm having eight bowls.
And I'm going to have eight bowls. This show is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. More Hooli's Hooli after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation, family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRock, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913. There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell him Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
Yeah!
Yes.
Blago!
Spinning out.
Let's get that hair black, Blago.
You kick the doors into the house. Daddy's home.
Yeah.
Where's the Just for Men?
Slick back, black hair, walks out of the bathroom. That's blasting.
That would have been amazing if he had done the press conference with black hair. If he had,
slick black.
If
slick
he had done
back,
it that quick.
Oh, it'd be unbelievable. Or if he was having it done during the press conference.
That would have been better.
This is Judy, my stylist.
Right.
She's going to do my hair while we talk.
One of the things that I did notice during this whole campaign is that Ronnie Woo Woo made an appearance.
I think you're going to say Ronnie Wood.
Ronnie Woo Woo
from the
up
Cubs.
From the Cubs, woo! Yeah. Ronnie Woo Woo, the fan.
Yeah, the Cubs ambassador, we'll call him.
Right. And for the radio listeners, most people from Chicago will know who Ronnie Woo Woo
is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. People who don't, Google him.
Yeah, Google Woo Woo.
W-O-O-W-O-O.
He showed up at the event, of course.
You know, he was standing next to Blago?
It's a media circus. He was like, you know, amongst the reporters, taking pictures, signing a banner.
It'd be great.
Welcome home banner.
Yeah, it's nice. Should have had everybody there. As many people as possible.
Like who? Eddie Vedder, maybe?
Eddie Van Halen, Vedder.
We got to get all those guys.
Blago. He's writing this song.
Does Eddie Vedder sing a Blago song?
Oh, Blago, welcome home. It's going to be Vedder and Blago on a skybox at Wrigley.
Could be.
In June.
Very plausible.
Hey! It's Vedder falling out of the skybox.
It did sound like Vedder falling out of a skybox. Good old Eddie Vedder. We have someone live from Springfield. He's on the line.
Live from Springfield.
He's covering the Blagojevich proceedings here. His welcome home party. Bill, is that you?
Hi, guys. It's Senator Bill Blagojevich.
Hello, Bill.
Hi, Billy. How are you?
Doing well. Sitting down in Springfield here. Just trying to get my bearings back.
Okay. Did you dye your hair yet?
No, I'm keeping the white.
So what's going on in Springfield?
How's it going, boys?
It's going well. That's been the topic of the show thus far. We do miss you, Billy. How are things in Springfield?
Yeah.
It's your first time in the capital of Illinois here for you. Lifelong resident.
First time. Yeah, first time in the great state capital of Illinois, Springfield. Here
in your entire life.
My entire life. Yeah. Unfortunately, there wasn't a budget in my Catholic school education to ever get me down here.
Yeah.
So I'm here on my own, thanks to Breakthrough Beverage.
You're pushing liquor out there, huh?
Pushing some Fireball, my friend.
Not enough Fireball in Springfield.
Do you think that, Bill, I was telling Clay that Blagojevich could open a bar and call it Blagos.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
Would you help Blago with a new bar menu? What kind of drinks do you think is on the menu at Blago's?
What kind of drinks do I think are on the menu at Blago's? How about a Fireball called Fire Blago?
Okay.
How's that sound for you? All right, you're fired.
Oh, I got gotcha.
You. Know, I mean, he was on. You know what I mean.
You're fired. Hey. You're fired, Ball.
Yeah, I don't know what year he was on the Apprentice, but we could call it the age 19, you know, or 2000 something.
It was more than 8 years ago. I know that.
Sure. It was more than 8 years ago before Obama was in office. But I guess we could call it the, the 2011 Fireball Nipper.
If he opened a bar called Hot Rods that was actually a strip club? Would you be in support of that?
You know, money is, if the amount was there and, Blago had something to play with, we could do something like that.
We could go many routes with that comment.
Billy's talking business now, Clay. You got him deep in thought.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of fodder for Blago.
There's about to be a lot more. I mean, Saturday Night Live next week, I'm sure we'll have a field day with that.
Who gets to play Blago? Somebody's going to get to... Blago gets to play Blago. That's what happens. That's what I'm thinking, Bill. I think this is the beginning of a interesting showbiz career for Mr. Blagojevich.
I think Mr...
Well, I mean, he's in shape. I mean, he's in shape. I mean, if
Bill wants to talk about his physique. we're going to get him in a Marvel movie.
Let's get him to fight Cruz.
We could promote him as like the, a Richard Gere type.
What?
We can promote him. Me, you, and Pat will promote him as the next Richard Gere.
An officer and a gentleman, too, starring Rod Blagojevich?
We'll walk into Central Casting and go, you guys need more Blago in your films.
Are you in a pet store? Are you in a pet store?
No.
I thought I heard a parakeet back there.
How about American Fireball? That sounds for you. American Gigolo.
I like it.
American Fireball starring Rod.
How about the
Rod Blavidovich?
How about the polar bear?
We could call it the polar bear. But he's too tan for the polar bear. You seen the tan on this guy? Did you see the pictures? Holy cow.
He does have an amazing golden tan, Bill. That was one of the things I noticed as well. I'm as someone who doesn't tan well, those kinds of things get me jealous
impress,
and excited.
Impress you.
Yeah, they do impress me.
Yeah, he had a very impressive tan for a guy who's been in Colorado for a long time.
He's in great shape. I mean, he was just doing push-ups and reading the old good book every day, so he should be in good shape. Maybe he should get in the UFC. Maybe he'll fight somebody, fight Cowboy.
Hey, you know what? I'm happy for him and his family. He's home, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I go.
Bill, how's the nightlife in Springfield? What's that like? You're obviously at a bar when you're calling into the program tonight. Yes?
Yeah, I came. I checked into the hotel, and then came out and was like, I did a little exploratory walking and took some pictures of, you know,
Abe Lincoln, a lot of Abe Lincoln stuff.
Took some Lincoln stuff.
Yeah, took some Lincoln.
I kind of felt like, you know what I kind of felt like? I kind of felt like Nicolas Cage from National Treasure, you know, like I was looking for something out here.
Yeah.
You know, kind of reading the, you know, all the great artwork on these statues.
Wow. Billy, feeling like Cage in Springfield.
I found myself reading about Thomas Jefferson going, wow.
Oh, yeah. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it felt very touristy and nerdy.
Yeah.
And then I found myself at this little bar that has cheeseburgers and stuff called the Brew House, which is about a block and a half from my hotel.
Very nice.
I'm retiring after this, and that's it, you know.
Have you surveyed?
I can assimilate anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You can, Bill. You're very likable.
I've already met friends inside. Yeah.
I'm sure you have.
What is the candy situation like in Springfield? Have you surveyed?
It's funny you ask. I didn't get any candy here, but I bought some candy at a Dollar Tree on 112 in, I think, Western. I think it was there today.
Yeah.
Got some Reese's Minis. And
nice.
So Mike and I plan on dipping into those when I get back to the hotel.
So, that's going to be a nice evening for you.
What about a movie?
Maybe
a movie for Bill before bed, or just maybe some Blago, some Fox News Blago stuff or something, you know?
Could be some Fox News Blago and a little, you know, Reese's Minis, a couple of Mike and Ikes, and, you know, hit the hay and get out there and sell some Fireball tomorrow, guys.
Just a lot of candy wrappers in a bed in a smoky room.
Sure, absolutely. By the way, if one of the Mars brothers or anybody from the Mars family is listening, this is my audition for a job in your company.
Oh, they would never let you work there. Their profits would plummet.
Well, I mean, you guys are asking me questions about candy. I'm on a business trip about liquor.
Well, we know that you love candy.
Yeah, I know. I saw a great thing on TV over the weekend. About food in America.
Sure.
Everything about the Mars brothers. I think they weren't the Mars brothers. They're cousins or father, son. I couldn't get it together, but they were talking about how they devised against Hershey.
Mm-hmm.
It was very great and interesting to watch, and it was inspiring, thinking, boy, maybe I could get a job selling Skittles.
You know? Yeah.
Sometimes
do what you love.
You know what, Bill?
Right. Yeah.
I think Blago is going to try to get a job selling Skittles.
Taste the rainbow.
Taste the rainbow, brother. I mean, taste the rainbow. I mean, he's tasting the rainbow right now.
Oh, he's tasting the rainbow big time.
Yeah.
He should dye his hair rainbow colors and then come out and say, I'm the new spokesman for Skittles.
That'd be the most...
If he came out of jail and pulled out some Skittles, wow. You know, that would have been amazing. Like, how's life? Well,
if he just held up his bag that with all his clothes and stuff in it, at the bottom in the corner, there's like seven or eight Skittles. He goes, I'm getting these out first.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
I've been waiting for that orange one.
So my suit pants pocket.
He let the red ones like, you know, sit in the corner in a bag.
Oh man.
You know, I mean, grape, green, orange, and yellow. Or that. But the new lime, well, it's not a lime. It's an apple anymore, and I'm not pleased with that. So I guess if I was Blago, I'd put the greens in the corner of the bag. You know, if I got out of jail, I'd hold them up and say, it wasn't that bad, you know, and hold them up. And say, taste the rainbow.
Thanks, Bill.
Bill, that's delightful. Well, thanks. Bill, thank you. Reporting live in Springfield, it's been William Houlihan. We do miss him this
Absolutely.
Week. We miss you in-house
you
this
guys.
Week.
Miss you, too.
Come back. Be safe.
For sure.
Make sure you get the story.
I will.
All right. We love you. Thank you, Bill.
I will have stories for you, boys.
God
right,
bless.
Guys. Talk to you next week.
All right. Bye. Bill Springfield.
Yep.
How about it?
Southern Illinois Billy. Feeling like Nick Cage.
National Treasure.
Wow.
Candy. Yeah. Living it.
A couple cocktails.
Maybe a couple of cocktails.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Cool. Clay, you're going to Park City, Utah.
That's correct. I'm going in
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, we taped the show on Wednesday, so you're going Thursday.
I'm going in 8 hours.
8 hours.
Correct.
Whole family.
No.
No?
What? Just wife.
Oh, and it's just you and your wife?
Yeah, and then 20 other people.
Who's watching the kids?
In-laws.
Oh, they're staying back home. Gotcha.
And then we're going with cousins and her grandma.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a trip centered around the grandmother.
Adult family trip.
Correct.
Okay.
Adult family ski trip comedy.
Adult family ski trip comedy.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Are you excited about this?
Yeah.
Are you much of a skier?
I don't ski, but I have snowboarded before.
I have snowboarded before.
Mm-hmm. I'm not real good at it.
Yeah.
But I can manage. I plan to do some other stuff too, like snowmobiling. I got a buddy that lives out there.
Okay.
The great Joe Joyce, legendary Joe Joyce, and he's gonna show me the ropes a little bit.
When was the last time we were in Park City once together?
We went to the
Sundance Film Festival. What year was that? 2007?
That I think so. Yeah, something like that. Because I think I wasn't drinking. And
I think it was 2007.
Quit drinking in 2006. So that was, right around there.
It was right when we released it.
It's an amazing place.
We released our film Tapioca, and it got into the Park City Film Music Festival, which coincided with Sundance.
It's like, yeah, if you're staring at Sundance, and then you turn around, and then you walk, like, 3 blocks and go down an alley, and then go into like a storefront with a sheet hanging where they're showing the movie on a sheet. That was the film festival we got into. The one with the folding chairs and the sheet on the wall.
Yeah, it was very indie.
It was, it was real indie. It was like, it was like nothing I have ever seen before.
Well, it was fun. It was an excuse to go down there.
It was awesome.
And the score of our film, Ryan Cohen did. He won the award. He won best musical score.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the festival. And Tapioca does have a great musical score. So,
it sure does.
But anyway, during that weekend,
we didn't do any winter theme
zero.
Stuff.
That's why I'm asking. Like, but
I don't know what we did. What did we do? We were there for a long time.
We were there for like 3 or 4 days, weren't we?
We did zero skiing, snowboarding. I don't even think we walked in the snow.
No. Yeah, we did. We walked Main Street a couple times.
Yeah, but that wasn't snowy.
It was cold.
Like, we didn't have boots on.
Yeah, we did.
I was wearing like a nice, like dress shoes.
We're trying to recall what kind of shoes we had on at Sundance in 2007. Forget about the movie. What kind of shoes did you have on? Do you remember?
Trying to gauge.
Right.
No, but
you drove out there.
I did.
And
drive.
We met you out there.
Correct.
One of the investors of our film let us use their like multi-million dollar
mansion. It was amazing house. Amazing. One of the nicest houses I've ever been in.
And it was me, you, Bill.
Billy. Springfield Billy.
My dad.
Yes.
Actor Greg Holloman.
Legendary Strangers with Candy.
Yeah. Greg Holloman.
Is that the show he's on?
Yeah, he played Principal Blackman.
That's right.
And he plays Hats in Tapioca.
Correct.
Holloman and it's the guy who played
Tom Sizemore.
No, Sizemore wasn't with us. John Spellman, who was a buddy of my dad's, an actor buddy of my dad's, who played Hats in the movie with
correct,
his character's
correct.
Name. And he was down there, and it was just an eclectic bunch of us in this mansion, and they had like a hot tub.
It was amazing.
It was nuts. It was like an episode of Entourage.
Well, I'm basically doing that same thing, but with 20 other people.
Okay.
But we got a house like that, and it's going to be interesting.
But I do remember the excitement of Sundance when, within like the first hour we were there, we walked down Main Street with Holloman. We went and got something to eat.
Yeah.
And actor Ian Ziering.
We've spoken about this on the show before.
We have?
Yeah. He played Steve Sanders on the original 90210.
Correct.
Curly hair blonde fella.
Yeah.
And nice, nice on the eyes.
Holloman was... That Ziering is but it was nice weird. On the eyes.
It was weird seeing him because he was sitting there like with a, probably like four other people maybe.
Yeah.
But in plain sight and at like a high boy table. Mm-hmm. I remember it like it was yesterday. And everyone was like laughing kind of at him, I felt like.
I think we were like, oh, look, Steve. And Holloman couldn't contain himself.
And yeah, like, he's like, Holloman is an intimidating figure to have come up to you.
He was like, oh,
and
man.
His voice is like, hello, Mr. Sanders.
He goes, there's Steve Sanders. Well, he goes, that's Steve Sanders from 90210. I go,
who would have
what's
thought?
The actor's name? He goes, it's Steve Sanders.
His career blew up after that with the Sharknado.
It did. Yeah.
We mock him, but he's doing better than.
I'm not mocking Ziering.
Please don't mock Ziering.
Don't mock Ziering.
Well, he's doing better than all of us. Billy Springfield included.
Well, you got to have life goals. So first, I want to get to Ziering, and then I want to get to Cruz.
Then you want to get Fireball in Springfield. Billy's going to have that whole Southern Illinois on lockdown by the time he leaves there. There's going to be Fireball on every corner.
Could be.
It's going to be amazing. I'm proud of Billy.
Well, the interesting thing is Bill's a liquor salesman. He gets, to, of course, he makes friends in all the bars when he walks in.
Yeah.
He comes in and he's like, hey. Everybody, Fireball on me, you know, and everyone's like, hey, you know?
Ziering tried that same trick.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, hold on, back to Park City. That film festival, is that, they've never asked you to return.
The Park City Film Music Festival?
Yeah, for an honorary award or anything?
No, not at all. Oh. I just remember being very out of touch, but it like we couldn't get into any of the restaurants in Sundance because they were like...
I don't even think we tried.
I did. I had one instance. I ran into Anthony Michael Hall.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, too.
We have?
Yeah, we've covered all things Park City.
All right.
It's ironic that I'm going there tomorrow. I'll have new stories for you. I'm going to do some crazy and wild things. Meeting Mick Jagger for brunch on the top of a mountain.
You're going to meet Mick Jagger and Lorne Michaels for lunch on top of a mountain in Park City.
And we're snowmobiling to Peter North's house. And then we're having barbecue with Pam.
Who's Pam?
Anderson.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she's fresh off her Devo.
Okay.
What do you got going on this weekend? I know you're not going anywhere. Probably as adventurous as Park City.
No. Charlotte has her, Charlotte's in Guys and Dolls.
Oh, nice.
At school. She's in the dance troupe there. So we're going to go see Charlotte perform.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It almost didn't happen because Charlotte's been real sick the last couple of weeks. She had the flu and she missed a couple of rehearsals and they're very strict about that.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, no, we don't know if she's going to know the numbers. Like,
who's the dance teacher?
I'm not going to say her name.
I mean.
You sounded like Jagger. Who's the dance teacher?
Yes, she's tardy. Big deal.
Right. Is Fosse the dance teacher? No.
So, yeah, that's going to be amazing.
It is going to be amazing. Even more amazing.
Tommy guns and three-piece suits. That's what I'm picturing.
Yes. You know who's playing
Nathan?
You know who's playing Nathan Detroit?
Joe Namath.
Rod Blagojevich. It's his big coming out party.
He's going to do like 1,000 twirls.
Could be.
He's going for the. I heard he's going for the Guinness Book of most twirls in a stage performance.
It's an interesting statement. Ex-Governor Rod Blagojevich gives statement. First, I'm going to do 1,000 twirls.
I'm going to try and break
1,000 pirouettes.
Try and break the Guinness World Record most pirouettes in an hour.
Great.
Can we find that out? Is that a real stat?
Most pirouettes in an hour.
It's gotta be.
We'll have to find that out, Mike. Let's do a quick commercial break.
We'll research this,
and we'll research most pirouettes in an hour after this.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did. There's only one Irish pub in the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spent a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian Radio Show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal Hooley. Thanks.
Snow.
Love it.
Clay's going to go see some snow.
Park City. Down.
This is what plays while Rod goes for his pirouette record.
When he's getting his dye done.
Right. The hair dye's getting done.
He's wearing all like cross colors gear. FUBU.
Amazing.
Be awesome. A couple of rope chains on Rod. That's what he needs is a fat rope chain. Shock the world.
Outside during the break, I said that wouldn't it be odd if he just all of a sudden took on the voice of Martin Scorsese? He just sounded like him. I'm incredibly happy.
Incredibly fit.
To be out of prison. I have white hair. Tan. My name is a gangster movie.
I'm having lunch with Harvey Keitel.
I'm incredibly happy to be out. In fact, I'm having dinner with Harvey Keitel tonight.
Oh, man.
Excellent.
I guess it's the Blago episode, huh?
Totally. We couldn't help it from being such.
It's big news.
We did, however, find out what the Guinness World Record is for most consecutive pirouettes.
And who is responsible for this?
In contemporary dance, it was achieved by Sophia Lucia. Lucia.
Miss Lucia.
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 However they want to pronounce it. She's an American. Completing 55 pirouettes at the San Diego Dance Center in Poway, California.
So she did 55.
In May 15, 2013.
15?
In May 15, 2013.
She did 55 pirouettes.
She did how many pirouettes?
Southern dance enthusiast.
She did 55 pirouettes on May the 15, 2013.
Southern high school dance coach.
At the San Diego Dance Center in Poway, California. She did how many pirouettes? 55, you said? That's nuts.
So Rock can do 56.
Sure. I plan on doing 56. In Scorsese's voice. I'm going to do 56 pirouettes. On May the 16th. 2020.
Oh, man. That would be something.
Be a great, 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 great thing.
It would be. Do it at the United Center. If Benny the Bull shooting t-shirts of people in the crowd. Pirouette. Pirouette. Do that until he's completed all of them. Speaking of crazy events that are going on, sporting events.
Oh?
Tyson Fury, the heavyweight boxer.
That's right, the Gypsy King.
The Gypsy King is fighting tonight.
That's right.
It's going on. It's probably going to start right in about now.
Who's he fighting? Wilder?
Yeah. Who's a very, very fit individual. Maybe not as fit as Blago, but he's pretty fit.
Well, didn't they fight once already? And Fury won? Is this a rematch?
It's a rematch. It was a draw.
Okay.
The first, so this is kind of like fresh. But it's supposed to be a big deal if you're a fan of boxing. And heavyweight boxing is kind of rare these days where you don't see a lot of...
Yeah.
Really big heavyweight fight, so it's something to see.
I wish the fight is it's not on what channel is the fight on? Is it on TV?
It's on pay money TV.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
It's on $200 TV.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's probably like, I don't know, $100 on ESPN Plus. I don't know. They get you all scammed out now. You gotta like download an app to watch it basically.
Gotcha.
And then have it reoccur billing payment of $75. Sounds like a great deal.
Yeah, the Cubs Network, Marquee TV, is launching this week, I believe.
What are they charging for that?
Well, they don't, but you have to get a different... They don't have a deal with Comcast.
You got
to
get a different house.
They're still waiting for a deal with Comcast. So I believe you can get on Hulu right now and a couple of other streaming services. YouTube TV, maybe they might have cut a deal with, I thought I read. But in any event, I think some of the Cub fans are getting a little anxious about
that. Is Randy Woo getting his own talk show?
I don't know. You never know. It could be. That's not
the
a bad
Ronnie
idea.
The Ronnie Woo Woo Show.
We joke about it.
We joke.
But hey, you know, maybe we can become writers for the Ronnie Woo Woo Hour.
Let's see if Wrigley Field's still standing after Guns N' Roses gets done with it.
Oh, maybe Blagojevich comes out before GNR.
You guys know where you are. You're in the jungle. Want to die?
Want to see me pirouette? 57.
Axel, if you don't mind, I want to go for the record real quick. Yeah, go for it! Slash, play him something!
Right.
Play him some pirouette music! I got a beef. You know, I mentioned last week, I'm not happy about Guns N' Roses performing at Wrigley Field without at least the next night perform at Comiskey, you know? Split it. Your
guaranteed rate?
Whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. GNR Stadium.
Yes.
How can you not?
I know.
The marketing rights itself.
You think the more of the GNR fan exists on the south side than on the
I think a lot of people would agree with that.
Yeah.
A lot of shirts off, you know, punching people for no reason type of crowd.
We don't want to say that all people from the south side are like that.
I didn't say that. I'm saying people at Sox games like to take their shirts off. And sometimes punch people. Sometimes coaches, they punch.
Oh, come on.
You're isolating half of your city, you know?
Yeah.
There's people who live in Oak Forest who are not going to drive the Wrigley Field.
Whole Wrigley experience over there now is a different, which is why they have the
I'm
shows.
Sure, the neighbors are real happy.
Well, you got the hotels going up over there. Like, there's a lot of capacity to hold people and keep them spending money all day and night while they're there.
It's not even Wrigley anymore. It's like the Wrigley Entertainment District.
It is.
It's Rosemont Junior.
It's the Wrigley Entertainment District.
Call it Rosemont Junior.
No, we can't call it because Rosemont, you know,
Little Rosemont.
What an odd reversal of fortune. The mayor of Little Rosemont, Mr. Rod Blagojevich. The honorable.
The polar bear.
Pirouette champion. Former governor of the state of Illinois.
World record holder for pirouetting.
And new mayor of Little Rosemont.
He gets out of Bigfoot.
Rod Blagojevich, yes!
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Turned into Hawk Harrelson there for a minute.
Slash, play him something.
Right? Yeah! Slash, Mr. Brownstone! Now!
Oh, God.
I wish we had Mr. Brownstone.
We have it.
Did we?
Yeah, Mr. Brownhair. That's a ride. I wish he was. Yeah, so I'm excited for that fight. I'm excited to see the next 6 months of Rod.
Clay, something weird happened to me this week.
Oh, yeah, sure. I like that. Go ahead, go.
I listen to other podcasts, ooh, right? My wife has gotten me onto, of all people's podcasts, mm-hmm, a very popular one called Armchair Expert. It's Dax Shepard's show.
Sure.
Are you familiar with Dax Shepard?
I was in a film with Dax Shepard.
That's what I'm getting at, and so was I.
Yes, you were.
We were extras in the film.
Correct. You were a stand-in, so you had an important job. I was an extra. That scene got cut.
Yeah, and I remember being on that, and like I didn't talk to Dax much at all while I was
on
that
trip.
He
didn't seem like he was very approachable, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, he was the star. He was being billed as the star of the movie. You know?
Yeah,
he was a young guy.
Focused.
Right, he was a young guy.
Yeah, yeah.
In any event... He has a podcast, right?
Uh-huh.
And my wife likes it. She's like, you should listen to it. And I was always a little bit biased to Dax, right?
Sure.
Because I don't know why. Like, we just didn't hit it off, you know? But yeah. Who am I? I wasn't like I was starring in the movie with him. I was an extra. But I was next to him every day.
You're Patty Houlihan.
I was his stand-in. I was in every other scene. I was, like, standing around there all day.
I mean, you were within 5 feet of him most of the day.
Yes. But there was no cracking jokes or, you know, lightheartedness about it.
No.
Yeah. So I was like, whatever, that guy. You know, big deal. His podcast, however, is very good. Right?
Sure.
And
it's just him?
It's him and, like, his assistant.
He has guests?
No, yeah, he has guests. A lot of big celebrities have come on. There's a huge hit, this show.
Okay.
And he had Will Arnett on.
Yeah.
Right? Who was also in the movie Let's Go to Prison. And it's like it was both their first, like, big film roles.
Right.
Right? And they talked about it, and like the whole episode, like a lot of it was dedicated to like where they met on that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And having been on the set, I thought of you, and I was like, Clay's got to hear this.
It's nuts.
It was a weird thing. I was like, and they kind of, you know, the way that their experience, the way that they shared it, even though they were the stars of the movie,
yeah,
was similar to like what I remember it. You know,
yeah.
That's rare to hear that. Like, they didn't amp it up, you know. But it was fun to hear them be like, oh, we were scared on that movie. We didn't know anybody. Like,
totally. You could tell.
Right. And they had both quit drinking at the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
But it made me think of that. Like, it was interesting. You got to check it out. You'll like it.
I will.
But
how dare you promote other podcasts on this podcast?
You got to do that sometimes.
You whore.
But the weirdest, how self-involved am I and delusional that while I'm listening, big time, big time, okay, big ego problems, that a weird part of me was hoping that they'd say something about me. Like, remember the stand-in? Remember him?
That's totally possible.
Right? If you were like, what if they had an inside joke about me or something like that, and they decided to bring it out on while I was listening? I'm like, this would be weird.
Well, the sad thing is you were probably very forgettable because you didn't do anything. Like, you didn't have a twitch or something weird.
I did one thing because I was Will Arnett stand-in on that movie.
Yes.
That I thought rubbed them maybe wrong.
Which was?
Was Bob Odenkirk was the director of the movie, who was like a comedy idol of ours, Clay.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right? Like, we loved Mr. Show.
Yes.
The way that I got on that movie was weird, because I saw a posting at Columbia College, and it was like my last semester there.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, Universal Pictures, extras needed, whatever, call this number. And then it had the name of the movie, which was called Let's Go to Prison, mm-hmm. written by Tom Lennon, the guy from Oak Park, right? Reno 911, Dangle.
Yeah, yeah.
And I go down to the computer lab. They had computer labs then. nobody had computers. You had to go to the lab to use the computer.
Yep, swipe into the lab.
Right, exactly. And everyone is on IMDb. It's film school, mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's looking at IMDb, digging
deep. How can I get famous?
Yeah, I want to get famous, and I need to use the internet to get there.
What's Harvey Weinstein's phone number?
Right, dang it. I need to talk to Harvey.
I'll do anything.
Right. Where's Jenny Dorito? I can't find his number anywhere.
He's unlisted.
Right. I look up the movie. I'm like, oh, who are these guys? I don't really know who they are. I kind of knew who Dax was from Punk'd.
Yeah.
And then Will Arnett, I had no idea who he was.
Right. He was kind of unknown.
And it's like, oh, he's married to Amy Poehler, and he's on the show called Arrested Development. Right? I had not watched Arrested Development yet.
Right.
Which I was missing out because it was a great show.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, I kind of look like that guy. And I concocted, having been in film school, like a half weird, dim-witted plot where I called the number back and I was like, hey, listen, I'm at Columbia here. I look a lot like Will Arnett. I'm 6'2". I got brown hair, blue eyes. Does he need a stand-in? I'll come and do it. I've never been on a Hollywood movie, so I don't want to do it. And they were like, we'll call you back. Send us your picture. So all of a sudden, they call me back. I send them the picture. They call me back. And they're like, yeah, show up on set tomorrow at this time. That's it. Right?
Nice.
I'm like, okay. So I show up to set, and I'm in, extras holding, and, bring me out, and they introduce me to Odenkirk.
Mm-hmm.
And I had known that Odenkirk had gone to Marquette University.
Right.
So I put a Marquette sweatshirt on, right, because mm-hmm. I had gone there, too. He had also spent time at Columbia and at Second City. I had taken classes. I was like,
you guys are in the same building.
I was shadowing him, and he sees the Marquette sweatshirt, and he's like, oh, did you go to Marquette? I was like, yeah, I left, and then I went to Columbia. He's like, oh, no kidding, small world, me too. He's like, you're hired. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was like it worked, And he was like, you can be Will's stand-in, but you'll fill in for Dax too, right? But it was interesting to watch because I could tell Odenkirk was his first movie that he was real nervous.
Yeah. And we talked to him at lunch that day.
Right, but we
remember because we really were big idols of his from Mr. Show. Mr. Show was a hilarious sketch comedy show.
In college, we must have watched that on repeat.
On repeat. So it was like meeting, George Clooney.
Yeah, to us.
Yeah. So then when we got to talk to him and eat lunch with him, we were like, he wasn't that funny. Really? He was like so serious.
He was
paranoid about the movie.
And nervous about the movie.
Yeah, he's like, he could barely talk.
In his own head.
Yeah. And you could tell. And then you turn around and Will Arnett's sucking on smokes.
Yeah, and then I met Will Arnett.
One after another.
This is what I think annoyed Will Arnett, right? And he was a nice guy. Was that he had that Will Arnett voice, And when I first met him and got on set, I thought maybe it was a gag, like he was in character. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is a choice he's made as an actor, Because he seems rather animated on the set, and he's got the booming voice, and he's a kind of a ham,
Mm-hmm.
He's doing the bit, And I picked up on it. I was like, I was in, a big
Welcome
fan.
Welcome to Actors Talk.
Right. I was in love with him, And so I was in his voice. I started doing his voice,
To him?
No. On the way home, when I'd go home after the set, and I was like, oh, Will Arnett, blah, 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 and doing it as a gag.
Yeah, yeah.
So then it comes up that we had shot one end of a phone call, right, where Will was screaming on one end, and then we had to shoot the other side of the scene on a day that Will Arnett wasn't there. I happened to be there for both days. Bob Odenkirk's like, hey, who wants to play Will's part off camera? Because Bob's in the scene.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm like, I'll do it. I'll go under the table, you know, because he's supposed to be looking at a speakerphone. I go, I'll go under the table and I'll read the lines back to you. And I had remembered exactly how Will did it. And I went, oh, this is my opportunity. I'm going to do an impression of Will Arnett underneath the desk right now, right? And Odenkirk, we did the take, and Odenkirk busts up, you know, like, and he's like, that's great. He's like, all right, cut. He's like, let's do it again. You know? And so there's like 10 takes of me doing it. And then it's over, and everybody on the set got a big kick out of it, right? So then the next day I'm on set, like, word travels fast, right? Like, hey, your stand-in did an impression of you last night, dude. And it's pretty good, you know? And a wave came over me where I was like, that was probably not a good thing to do.
Yeah. You
know? Like, Will's not going to like that. And I don't think he did. You know? And I was like, oh, it sucks because I'm such a big fan.
You blew your big break.
I did.
That's okay. We got Johnny Brennan on our side now.
That's why I thought maybe if Will Arnett was talking, if they were talking about that on Dax Shepard's podcast,
they would say
a
that.
Weird part of me was like, I wonder if he'll bring that up.
No, because he's so
there's no way he remembers it.
He's still so mad
it's
about
weird,
it.
Like, I remember it. He probably has no recollection of it at all.
What if he's still furious about it?
That would be really weird.
He can't
weird.
Even talk about it.
Real weird. Also, I didn't know that those guys had quit drinking, and when I went to the rap party.
Yeah.
I was there. I was like, I'm going to get hammered with all the movie stars tonight, you know?
Yeah, nope.
Get to the rap party. No one drinks.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's going on?
They're drinking green tea.
Right, like,
they're from L.A.
I thought we were going to listen to Mr. Brownstone, do a couple of Vegas bombs. This is nuts.
Go make some trips to the bathroom.
Odenkirk, come here. Let me get you in a headlock and do a couple of shots of JMO.
Get tattoos.
Right, can we do that?
Dex was going to get your name tattooed tonight on me. Guess that's off.
Guess that's off. What a weird thing to say.
That's the type of guy I am, Pat.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Good. It's been kind of a wacky episode here. Maybe we could go out with Mr. Brownstone.
Always.
I think that's what we'll do. We did miss Billy this week.
Yeah, sure we did.
But we do want to thank him for calling in and reporting from Springfield on the candy situation, nightlife, and liquor routine.
All things Guillermo.
All things Guillermo. All things Rod Blagojevich this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think our audience listeners had to know that we were too tempted to have to riff on that for a while.
Yeah, you have to. It's just the whole thing's nuts.
And he's a pirouette man. That's what we
pirouettist.
Concluded. He's a pirouettist.
That's his new movie.
The pirouette. I'm going to direct The Pirouettist with Rod Blagojevich.
Glenn Close, Rod Blagojevich.
With Glenn Close and Rod Blagojevich. Clay, be safe on your trip. Thank
Gracias.
You, Mike. Nice note. Again, if you've liked the last hour of this program, you can find us at hibernianradio.org, or you can search for us at iTunes and find us there at Hooli's Hooli Radio.
Yeah.
The show is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, the greatest in the land.
It is.
Mike Haggerty, Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oaklawn, Illinois, and Carol Ann Gallagher, personal injury attorney at law. Until next week.
Hit it, boys.
Mr. Brownstone. Around 7.